Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
amen, as we give God the praise for the things that he has done. I am so grateful to be here on this Sunday morning. I give all God praise because he didn't have to do it, but because he did it just one more time, he gave me opportunity to celebrate his name, an opportunity to give thanks, and an opportunity to get my life right and in order. You see, I'm not going to speak about nobody else. I'm going to talk solely about me, amen. So he has given me just another opportunity to do things the way that it ought to be done. Well, good morning to you all. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair and the Fused Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. I am Pastor D. You know who I am. You know what I'm here to do. So let's get things started. Amen. Brother Tony, will you please bless us with a song, sir?
Good morning, and bless everyone. It was this beautiful Sunday morning. God is good. God is good. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. He woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. Way, the Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, yes, he is. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Well, he woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. Way, the Lord is blessing me right now. Let me tell you what he did. He woke me up this morning. I was clothed in my right mind. Well, he never let me sleep too late. Oh, he was right on. Oh, came right on time. Well, he woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. Way, the Lord is blessing me right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Ooh, the Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Well, he woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. In whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. The implication. Holy Lord, everything we need is found in you. For those of us who come here feeling broken, bring restoration. For those of us who come here feeling weak, bring strength. For those who come here weeping, bring joy. For those of us who come here with doubts, bring faith. For those who come here feeling shame, bring freedom. For those of us who come here feeling burdened, bring rest. For those of us who come here feeling anxious, bring peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the scripture is going to come from the book of Romans, chapter 8, 36, 39. And I shall be reading from the New International Version. And it reads, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I have read Romans chapter 8, verses 36 through 39. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing, reading, and loving of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. As we come to the portion of our service, we will now have our announcements. Amen. Again, good morning to you all. May God continue to bless you and keep you. Amen. We will resume our Wednesday night service this coming Wednesday. Amen. So please be prepared to come out and fellowship with us. Amen. Also, we will be having our first church conference of this conference year. Will be next Friday, the 20th. Of August, we'll have our church conference. Will start at 7 o'clock. Amen. On our conference line, please, all officers, please be prepared, and lay members, please be prepared for our church conference. Also, you know, we're still in the middle of this pandemic, still, please keep yourself safe. Mask up. If you have to go out, wear some gloves. Whatever you have to do to keep yourself alive and to protect yourself and your family, please do so. Amen. It's about, you know, saving your life, but it's also about saving the one that's next to you. Amen. With that being said, again, may God continue to bless you, but more important, may he continue to keep you. Amen. We will now have our altar call.
Amen. The altar is where we come to lay all of our troubles, our burdens, or even just to simply kneel down and just to say thank you, Lord. We come to the altar right now on behalf of our sick and shut-in, remembering Sister Jessie Burrell, Exhorter Annette McKinney, Brother Bobby Cook, Sister Hazel Moak, Sister Mary Bostick, Sister Darylyn Harrington. We place on the altar any who is in mourning, bereaved families. I place my family on the altar in the hour of bereavement. We know, Father God, that you are present help in a time of trouble. You are a comforter. You are a healer. You are a consoler. You are everything that we need. All we have to do is just bring it to you and leave it there. We just thank you, Father, for being all that we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother Tony, will you bless us one more time, sir?
God bless this morning. When you're troubled and despondent, just don't know which way to go, let the hand of Jesus lead you, and the way to you he'll show. Call his name way in the midnight. Call his name late in the day. Call Jesus, the Heavenly Father. He'll lead the way. Oh, yes, he will. Just Jesus. Just Jesus. When your burden his name relieves us. Though dark clouds may rise, his name drives tears from my eyes. Call Jesus, the Heavenly Father, he satisfies. Oh, Lamb of God, I come, yes, in this land of strife and woe. I am bleeding for your mercy and your spirit you give, I know. When I'm pressing the highest calling, sometimes rising, sometimes falling, I want Jesus, the Heavenly Father, to lead the way. Oh, Jesus, just Jesus. When your burden his name relieves us, though dark clouds may rise, his name drives tears from my eyes. Call Jesus, the Heavenly Father, He's satisfied. Oh, yes. Oh, just Jesus. Just Jesus. When your burden His name relieves us. Oh, though dark clouds may rise, His name dries tears from my eyes. Call Jesus, the Heavenly Father, He's satisfied. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Tom. Thank you for setting the tone, sir. Pray with me. Most Heavenly Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. Of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. The scripture come out of the book of Romans, chapter 8, beginning with the 36th verse. And it reads, as it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor the things present or the things to come, no height, no depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For a subject today, thoroughly convinced. The book of Romans, this great letter and or epistle was written around 57 A.D. It is the sixth book of the New Testament and grants the reader the ability to see Paul at his greatest, as the Apostle Paul is noted as being one of the greatest missionaries on this side of the cross. It was his hope to teach those who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus that their faith has made them whole. It was by the blood of Jesus that one has been justified, and if our faith remains intact and our works remain righteous, that once these old eyes close, that we will experience a new life of righteousness through Jesus Christ. In that day, in Paul's day, as he wrote this letter to Rome and to the Romans and to the Christians in Rome, Rome was considered to be the epitome of sexual sin, of downright ignorance, of oppression and domination. And Paul wanted to encourage those who believe that Jesus had not forgotten them, to remind them that Jesus will return one day and he will wipe all the tears from their eyes. No matter what happens in this life, you hold on to God's unchanging hand. Well, getting to the scripture, I have found that this particular portion of the scripture or this statement of belief has the power to imbue one who believes in Christ to persevere through any issues of life. In fact, if you claim to be a Christian and do not have issues in this life, something is wrong. You might want to check your card, amen. However, this life is not about having issues. It's about how you deal with your issues. As it is noted in most of the New Testament epistles, the Apostle Paul dealt with so much that a normal man would have left the ministry and went back into the sinful lifestyle. But Paul was thoroughly convinced that his life and his struggles and his issues and his long suffering, the days that he had to pray himself to sleep because his body was ravaged in pain, the nights that he had to do an involuntary fast because he had no food to eat, the times that he entrusted his innermost secrets with those who claimed to be a part of this ministry, and they turned their backs on him and talked about him and ridiculed him. This is why Paul was thoroughly convinced in the saving power of Jesus the Christ. You see, when Jesus is the head of your life, those things that try to eat you up just roll off of you as if it was a raindrop falling from the sky. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? I said, when Jesus is the head of your life, those things that try to eat you up will just roll off of you as if it were a raindrop falling from the sky. Well, James 1:3 stated, you must know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And as I think about my life, I am just like Paul. I have dealt with many issues in this life, many problems. I have been betrayed. But through it all, I have learned to trust in God. Oh, but please don't get me wrong. Though my issues are many, most of my issues are self-inflicted. I am not just speaking about you. I'm talking about me. But I do not wallow in my issues. Yet I glorify God in my faith because I am thoroughly convinced in my Savior's holy saving power. I am convinced that my Jesus, who started it all, shall end it all. 2 Corinthians 5:7 reminds me that we do not walk by faith, but we walk by faith and do not walk by sight. And because I walk by faith, I am thoroughly convinced that my Jesus shall keep my shoes in good working order. When I think about Paul's statements of belief and his affirmation of faith, I truly felt his words penetrate my faith, my heart. But I had to ask myself, what was Paul truly saying to me? What was the Holy Ghost trying to reveal to me? What was God trying to put in my face so that I would see what Paul was saying? But this is what I heard. Paul used everything in the scriptures, from height to death, to life to death. He used all the things that mankind cannot explain in this world to show us that if you believe in Jesus Christ, that the things of this world cannot affect what God is doing in your life through Jesus Christ. Let me say that to you again. Paul used all the things that we marvel, or the things that we cannot explain, or the things that we fear in this life to show us that Jesus Christ is above all of that, and regardless of what may happen to us in this life that we cannot explain, that Jesus is always there to fix it, to comfort us, to uplift us, and to carry us. I'm here to let somebody know right now, yes, you may be in mourning. Yes, somebody may be in transition that you love. Yes, somebody may be hurt that you love. Yes, you might be hurt right now, but you cannot do nothing about it. All I urge you to do is to hold on to Jesus, to hold on to God's unchanging hand, and to be thoroughly convinced that Jesus will see you through. You see, I urge you, church, to be thoroughly convinced. Be thoroughly convinced that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior. You see, don't get me wrong. I love when somebody says they have faith in Jesus. But I'm asking you, are you thoroughly convinced that he died for you? Thoroughly convinced. that even though that Bible and the dates don't make sense, are you convinced that Jesus walked this earth? Are you convinced that he healed the sick, that he raised the dead, that he made the blind see? Are you convinced that regardless of what went on, that he took that walk to Golgotha, that he got up on that cross for you, that he rose for you? Are you convinced? Do you believe in your heart? Do you truly believe in your heart? I urge you to be thoroughly convinced in Jesus Christ as the author and the finisher of your faith. If we remain thoroughly convinced, we can begin to fill our churches up. But please allow me to flip the coin. Do you ever wonder why our churches are on a decline? It is because the world can easily dissect the church. They can show where the pastor doesn't practice what he preaches. The world can dissect and show how the members are that holy as they claim. They can show how the church seems to be all about money and not about saving souls. But when you decide to allow Jesus to be the true head of your life, it is then that the world's thought of you and the church will roll off. And the lies and their insults means absolutely nothing to you. Romans 10:10 says it, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." Remember who you are, but more importantly, remember whose you are. You are a royal priesthood, a Christ-like being who was saved to be a blessing to this world. Stand up and stand firm, but above all else, be thoroughly convinced that Jesus is the one who saves. You know, you don't have to worry about anything else or just look to the hills from which cometh your help, amen. I'm here to let somebody know that my help comes from the Lord, because I am thoroughly convinced in my faith, in my walk, in my talk, in my ups, in my downs, in my ins, in my outs. I am convinced that my Jesus is always there to get me what I need, to fix my situation, to build a bridge so that I can walk across to God and give him all the praise. I don't know about you right now, but I can let somebody know that my Jesus lives. My Jesus is the only reason why I'm here today, and my Jesus wants you to give your life over to him. My Jesus says that if you take one step towards me, I'll take two towards you. My Jesus says if you give it all over to me, I'll give you true rest. My Jesus says, who touched my coat? Somebody in here touched me, and I don't know where they are. And he says, great is your faith. You have been healed. I'm going to let somebody know right now to be thoroughly convinced that Jesus can fix it. I remember talking to somebody who was going through a life-altering change, and they said, I'm not worried because I'm convinced that my Jesus will fix it. I gained faith from this person's faith. I'm going to let you know that Jesus can fix it. All we have to do is hold on to his unchanging hand. Yes, we are like lambs for the slaughter, but my Jesus gives life. My Jesus gave... You see, I'm convinced. I'm convinced in my ups and my downs. If I have a church, if I don't have a church, I'm convinced. If I have been vaccinated, if I have not been vaccinated, but forget about me. I was convinced when I saw the lives of my grandparents, amen, how Jesus kept them in the middle when they were in the deep south, amen, in the middle of hatred, in the middle when racism was evident, amen, and not hidden behind in somebody's heart or behind the eyes, amen. When it was evident in their face, amen, and God kept them. God kept them. He kept them so that my
our mother can be born. He kept us so that my father can be born. He kept us so that we may be born. I'm going to let you know right now, I am thoroughly convinced in my Jesus, even though I remember my grandparents, amen. I remember my mama sitting there with achy bones, amen, but they still sang praises unto the Almighty because they knew that one day Jesus would relieve them of the stress. One day he will relieve them of this pain. I can even go back even when the slaves, amen, when they sung them songs, amen, they had a message of hope because they were thoroughly convinced that one day Jesus will remove the hands of oppression off of them. And when he removed the hands of oppression, that though the Son, whom the Son sets free, will truly be free indeed.
I challenge you, closing, to build your faith in such a way you're going to have those pitfalls. You're going to have your friends lay traps for you. You're going to have people that claim that they love you one minute and hate you the next. This is all nothing new. Then God has sent you those people in your life who are there to love on you truly. But until that time, build your faith up in such a way that all these things of this world will not be able to affect you. You see, I'm not moved. I'm not scared of heights. I'm not scared of what's under my feet. I'm definitely not scared of death because my Jesus has given me life. The angels, I thank God for them, but they mean nothing to me. No principalities can affect me. The only thing that moves me is the love of Jesus. And I shall not be separated from the love of Jesus, because I am thoroughly convinced.
Amen.
May God bless you. May God keep you.
Amen. Amen, church. If you're thoroughly convinced and redeemed by the blood of Jesus, whose faith has made them whole, hold to God's unchanging hand. Paul had issues, but he believed in the power of Jesus Christ and trust in God. Church, if you are thoroughly convinced and truly believe in your heart, then I ask you to accept this invitation to discipleship. Confess your sins to God, and then confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Confess your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord to others. Receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life. For whosoever shall come upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord God, I know I am a sinner, and I ask for forgiveness. I believe you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins, and he rose from the dead. I trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Guide my life and help me to do your will. In Jesus' name. Then you prayed this prayer to God and ask him to lead you to a Bible-believing teaching, preaching, learning, worshiping, and Holy Ghost-filled church in your area so you can begin to fellowship with other believers and give your tithes and offerings. Once you do this, you are a new creature in Christ, and you have been born again, saved, and sanctified. Amen. and amen.
Amen. We should not have our doxology. Tony, will you please bless us with the doxology?
God bless.
Thank you, sir.
God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. Amen.
And before we have our benediction, amen, I just want to, as always, give thanks to this HubNet Online Network, amen. My brother Kim and Sister Michelle, we love you. And we're always praying for you all. And may God take you higher in your endeavor. I yield in the benediction to the Reverend Patricia Johnson.
God loves you, and God will bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen and amen. Bless you. We are signing off.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Worthy of all the praise, we will bow before you.